Already.
Let's get already started. I'm drinking a Simply Spiked Blueberry Lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really delicious.
I'll say this. A very, very girly drink, but my wife knows how to pick up a tasty, tasty drink.
So, I don't drink a lot. It's just not what I do. I'm better than that. No, I'm kidding. No, but there's also not a lot of things I drink. I hate beer, if you didn't know. Don't like it. Have never had a beer that I like. Ciders. Are ciders beers? I guess they technically are.
No, they're not.
No?
It's like an ale. It's, it is what it is. It's a cider. It's just carbonated and alcoholic.
Anyways, I don't like beer, so I like specific things like White Claw. That's pretty much my go-to. And then these like spiked like lemonades and stuff. You can make fun of me all you want, but those like the girly drinks, that actually taste good.
Well, also got to understand, some people just don't do carbonation.
Pretty much everything that I drink, if there's anything alcoholic that I will drink, it's usually carbonated.
I don't do much carbonation. I literally will drink maybe a root beer, occasional Mountain Dew.
Dude, you are white trash.
Oh, yeah. And then like a Cherry Coke. I'll drink a beer. There's some I like, but other than that, I really don't drink carbonated drinks. I've been trying to get into trying to convince my wife to get into LaCroix because there's no sugar in them. And if you can learn to enjoy them, your life goes much easier.
I've tried to like LaCroix. I don't. Which is weird because I like White Claw, which is kind of the same thing.
Well, that's the thing is like everyone's like, once you have like your fifth one, they get easier. And I'm like, well, I can't get past my first. So that's the hard part.
It's like I don't want to drink a sparkling water that tastes like someone who ate a couple blueberries, farted into it. That's it.
Bro, I need to tell you about something that happened this morning. So I'm getting up for work. I'm doing my thing, you know. We've got our regiment down. Like, me and my wife get up around 6 o'clock-ish, you know. We do our things. You know, as a man in the morning, when you get your juices flowing, you know, nature calls.
Dude, what does that mean?
It means I'm taking a dump.
As a man in the... Okay.
I'm taking a dump.
As a man in the morning, when you get your juices flowing.
When you get your juices flowing.
Why are you talking...
I don't know.
Just continue.
It's this Simply Lemonade spiked watermelon thing. Anyways, so I'm doing my thing. I'm taking a dump, and you know, it's a rough one, but all of a sudden I hear my wife making a noise from the bedroom. I'm like, what the heck is she talking about? All right. I finish up, flush, and I open the door. I come out of the bathroom and I'm like, oh my gosh, what is that? I'm like, that ain't me. I'm like, I know what me smells like. I was just in there. I'm like, that is awful. Well, it turns out our son hasn't pooped in, 2 days.
Why?
I'm in the hallway that's a good, 50 feet, at least, from where my son is. He crapped so much into this diaper. It looked like somebody took, a full chocolate pie and just splashed it in there.
Jesus, why are we...
Bro, this diaper needed two people.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back. Welcome back to That's Movies, Brother, the number one podcast in the world.
The number one podcast that
as
comes
voted
out of
by us.
Max Basement.
You know what you can say?
While we sip on our carbonated beverage. That's what I was trying to think of. I was going to say, most things I drink are carbonated, but not when I was in Italy. In Italy, I drink a lot of wine.
Oh, yeah.
Because we can talk about all my Italy stories again.
All right. Here's a quick little bit of info for you listeners out there. This is not the first time we've recorded this episode, is it, Tyler?
Well, this will be the first time we recorded this episode, because I'm not just going to pretend like last episode didn't happen.
Well,
and retell everything and all the jokes, because somehow, I don't know how we got onto this, but I can't find our way. There's no way I can carry the conversation back to what the title of last podcast episode was, because it's not going to be the same episode, because this episode will not be titled, Lot of Dicks, Don't Know Why. That was the title of our last episode that will never see the light of day. Whatever we were talking about was hilarious. It was such a good episode. So funny. So many laughs. So many good stories.
We had a caller from Australia.
We did. My friend, who I met when I was in Italy, who I'm good buds with, I called him from Australia. Well, I wasn't in Australia.
You called him from the U.S. while he was in Australia. And he's like, hi, mate. What's up, going? What's going on?
It was great. It was such a good time. Don't know what Lotta Dicks, don't know why. Don't remember why that what that was about.
Well, that's the thing is we like to title like random like no context quotes.
Well, if it's
good enough.
Yeah, if the episode's not specifically about one movie, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what silliness happened and you guys never will. So I'm so sorry you guys have to miss one of the best episodes that we recorded. It's a shame.
Yeah.
This is the first episode that was going to go live after I got back from Italy. We've taken like a dude, it's been almost
2 months now.
It's been over 2 months now.
Oh, gosh.
It's been like two and a half since we uploaded because we recorded like 2 weeks ago. Then I couldn't last week, so I was like filming something. Dude, it's been wild, but we're backed.
Dude.
We're backed.
So many things have happened. Like, you went to Italy. I did nothing. I went to a Nickelback concert. That's right.
I know you told me about that, but you got to talk about that again. The two things we got to at least hit that we talked about last time was the Nickelback concert, and I will briefly talk about some of my Italian adventures.
I'll briefly speak on it again because you probably forgot about everything I said, but there's one thing I want people to know and how hilarious this was. First thing, Nickelback, not as bad as what people think. I swear to you, I've always said this. You can't have as many like top 10 Billboard songs as they have had and been a crappy band. And like while we were there by the end of the night, their lead singer had like 10 bras on his mic stand. Everyone was like losing it.
That's insane. When you told me that, I was like, no way people are throwing their bras at it.
Bras,
to a Nickelback
panties,
concert.
Boxer briefs.
No shot. Did you throw your bra?
I tried, but we were in the nosebleed, so it didn't make it. No, but, it was a good show.
I just want to see.
So this is the one
you
thing
take
I wanted
to take a bra off of your body and throw it, and it lands on some other dude's
head. It's a man's ear,
and he's like, "What the? What is this? Help! It's sweaty. Oh god!
In the grass. What's that smell?
Oh god!"
Anyways, so they are one of their like big hits was from.
Look at this photograph.
No, not that one. Which I talked about this on the last podcast that got deleted. They are so self-aware. They even, like, when they were talking about they were about to sing that song, they're like, now for our most memed song ever. You may know it as, look at this graph.
So good.
And then everyone lost it. No, but okay, so.
I need to go to a Nickelback concert.
Dude, it's a pretty sick concert. Aside from the white trash that's there, it's great. But, so they had a hit single for a very special movie directed by Sam Raimi that you love.
Spider-Man.
And
they say that a hero can save us.
This is just going to be like last podcast. We're just going to sing that song. So this was like one of my highlights is he was talking about it when they came out with that song.
Is that Tobey Maguire came on stage and sang it with him? Could you imagine?
They came up on stage and all of a sudden they started playing this music and started going...
I was going to say that. I was literally going to make the same joke. It's like in the middle of the song, he's like, they say that a hero. And then a spotlight hits Tobey Maguire.
And he stares at the audience. He starts dancing to that, the black suit
everybody
dance. Bully Maguire comes out. No, okay, so he was talking about, so the lead singer was talking about, he's like, all right. So this song.
I'm sorry. Hold on. I just saw a video. Actually, hold on. Let me see if I can find it. Just saw this video on Instagram.
Oh gosh.
I think I saved it, but if I didn't, I'm gonna be really upset with myself. Like I was sitting in your living room before we started recording this, and it was a video of Tobey Maguire at the airport, and they're like,
and he looks over at the paparazzi.
No, it wasn't the airport. I'm sorry.
Because that's everyone's seen that one.
No, I know, but it's the one where he's in a museum and they're like his his spider senses are on point. And the one in the airport looks like he's kind of looking that direction and then stares right at him.
Dude, it's nuts.
But this museum one, he's not even looking at them at all. And then out of nowhere, he just snaps his eyes right to him.
He's got spider senses. It's real.
And
like, it's nuts.
Hold on. I got to see if I can find it.
You look it up. I'll finish telling my story. So they're about to play that song. And the way he like leads up into talking about it, he's like, there's a movie that came out and with a superhero swinging from one side of the screen to the other in the music video, and then there's us. And ever since that music video came out, back then, every time that we saw maybe a little kid in the store or something pass us by and they see our faces, some kid would walk up to me, point at me, and say, "Mom, look, it's Spider-Man." And he'd be like, "Yes, I am Spider-Man." So how many times do you think you'd be able to run across somebody and them call you Spider-Man and then say yes?
Dude, that's the fact that they thought Nickelback was Spider-Man. Just because of the music video?
Just because of the music video. Because that was back when MTV played music videos and not.
And they splice, especially when they were for like movies, like they would splice in like clips of the movie into the music video.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. Those times were the best.
I can't find the specific video I was looking for. Not that it matters because they're not going to be watching this. Is this, I don't know if this actually has the actual thing that I'm hoping for here, but we'll see after the ad plays.
Oh, because, yeah.
You know,
you can't skip YouTube ads anymore.
Well, depends on how long they are, but this one will not let me skip for some reason.
No, it used to be you could hit the little icon logo, little I, and it'd say. Let me see it. I got to see it. Yeah, that's the one.
He looks away.
And he looks back. Here it is. Here it is.
Bro. But this isn't the one I was talking about. There was another one that was good that I saw. But I'm just imagining, like, they say that here. It's like he just walks on stage. But then it cuts back to the song. And he walks off stage and walks back on, and the music kicks in again. Well, and it just happens over
and over. It makes
no
sense just because, like, I mean, kids are stupid. They make up, they tie things together that don't make sense. Like, I used to think, like, Santa Claus, like, because I
was
watched
was coming
them,
to town?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Same.
That he was real. Yeah, you know?
Oh, don't do that, man. Don't. I'm so sorry for all the 10-year-olds listening to this podcast.
For real.
If you're 10 and you're listening,
you need to stop.
Stop. For the love of God, leave.
No, but it's like, okay, yeah, you remember the movie, we talked about this on, our favorite nostalgia movies, The Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I used to think that's how Santa Claus was. He was a regular person,
pushed Santa Claus off the roof.
Who pushed Santa Claus off the roof and became Santa. You know, and he was Tim Allen. And then, in the off season,
I just thought Santa Claus walked around going,
and then on the off season, he would just build houses.
I feel
homes.
I feel like I'm even special. I feel like a lot of people from my generation don't understand that reference.
No, they don't.
That's why I'm like, even for me, that's outdated.
After, like,
but I watched that show.
Oh yeah, for sure. But the thing is, anybody who was born like post like 96, 5, 6, something like that, have no idea who Tim Allen is. So it's like they just
or they probably just
shutting this all off. They're like, oh, you said a funny thing.
Whatever. The Toolman Taylor, baby.
Whatever, dude.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Nickelback must be fun.
Hey, I got a question.
What's up?
Like, say you're you're in like a special ed class.
Special aid?
Special ed class.
Why are we going here already, man?
And
why are we doing this?
Like, say you're teaching it, right?
Oh no, I'm in it.
Okay, you can be in it.
I can.
If I'm a teacher,
I can visualize
I'll be the teacher.
It.
I'll be the teacher, because it takes a special person.
I've got
to do
some
that.
Problems. Trust me.
say I'm a teacher. You're one of the students, sure. And you're late, and you're late to the class.
Yeah.
Can I call you tardy?
So I went to Italy, guys. We got it. I'm sorry. Let's. I went to Italy.
Tyler went to Italy.
And
he pissed in the Trevi fountain.
I went to Italy, which is hard for someone with an extra chromosome, but I'm sorry.
You just got more love to give.
So I went to Italy for a month. Super fun. Mac, if you have any questions, feel free to ask, even though I told you all about this already.
You know what? Because I know what happened,
yeah.
I know the right questions to ask.
Okay, Mac, what are
your
questions?
Places did you go?
Okay, so
where did you end up, dude, I went to
everywhere. Sorry, I got to
that carbonation.
I had to burp there for a second. I didn't want to do it in the microphone. Lots of carbonation. Everywhere. I went to Rome, Amalfi, Sorrento, Capri, Venice, Verona, Bologna. Vico Equense.
Bro, you know what I just realized?
What?
We were talking about Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
And I made the stupid assumption.
Yeah.
That, you know how I was talking about when you're a kid and you think you tie stupid things together that don't make any sense at all?
Yeah.
In our deleted episode, I made the stupid assumption, probably because I was 3 beers in, that Verona, isn't that where Shakespeare takes place? Yes, that's right. But I was also like, that's where the World Globe is or whatever it is. The Globe or whatever. The Globe Theater.
Like London or something.
It's in like London.
But you're not insane for thinking that or stupid because.
No. I'm stupid.
Verona is where like Juliet's balcony is.
That's where it takes place. Right.
Even though it's weird because we went to Juliet's balcony. But if you like, it's not a real story. It's based on real events, sort of. But like,
it's inspired by true.
Just like you're inspired by true events. And there's this guy who lives in a house. It's like that house isn't real.
It's like 9/11.
What? Those buildings existed.
It was all AI.
Jesus Christ. So I went to Italy, saw a lot of things, went to a lot of places. I went by myself for like 2 weeks, and then my family came out and joined me for the rest of the time. And it was...
It's a good thing they weren't there for the other times, right?
A ton of fun, brother. And... I'm trying to think of what like the highlights were. Dude, I got there. It was like 36 hours of travel.
Someone wrecked a motorcycle or a moped, right?
Not a moped.
We'll get there.
Hey,
so, I'm bringing up stuff.
I know. But I went to the Amalfi Coast on my first day because I wanted to stay like on the coast for my first day there. And it was like 30-something hours that I was up. It was like 30 hours of straight travel because I took a plane from Atlanta to Paris. My layover in Paris, because my first flight was late, I had 10 minutes to get to my flight to get to Italy, my layover in Paris. Get off, I like sprint through the airport, had to go through customs and all that, get to the gate 2 minutes after they were supposed to be done boarding, but they were like, oh, come on, they let me on. I'm like, thank God. So, plane, Atlanta to Paris, plane, Paris to Naples. Then a taxi to the train station. Then train from...
Naples, Florida?
Yeah. No.
Bro.
Napoli. And then...
Nipola.
Train from Naples to a town on the coast that I can't remember the name. Then from there, I went to... took a ferry from that town to Amalfi. So I took every form
they
of transportation.
They don't like being called that.
What?
They don't like being called that.
Amalfi?
You can't call them fairies.
What?
Italians?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I took an Italian. I rode on the back of an Italian. Like, piggybacked the whole way. I said, paddle, fool. He said, I am a go.
Come on, I'll give you a ride. Let's go.
I'm the best swimmer. I took every form of transportation. Plane, car, boat, feet.
Moped.
Because eventually I got to the coast. I had been up for a ridiculous amount of time. I was tired and my hotel was like up kind of on like the hills, like in the mountains on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, yeah, well, there's a bus that comes, but it's not coming for another 3 hours, but it only costs you €2. But I was like, okay, I don't want to wait for 3 hours. It's like, or you can take a taxi right now. It'll cost €70. I said, no, thanks. So I walked.
Yo.
All the way up this motherfucking mountain.
What is €70 in American?
Like 75 American.
Oh, okay. Dang, yeah. They're doing better than us?
Yeah.
That sucks.
It's a little bit more US. You always have to add like a couple dollars.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts me in the patriot bone.
So oh. we yeehaw. So I was like, I'll walk, because the instruction said, like, they said the fastest way is to walk. And I looked at it and said it'd take like an hour. I was like, that's fine, I can walk for an hour. But I had my backpack and a duffel bag, and like the distance may have been an hour, but it was up steps. And when I say steps, I mean a lot of steps. So much so that I'm like walking up these steps, had to like take breaks. My heart was beating so fast. And I was like, wait a second, I'm across the world. I don't know where a hospital is. And I feel like I'm about to pass out and die in the summer heat in Italy.
How hot was it though?
Like, dude, hot. The entire time I was in Italy, every time, like not even just walking up the steps, like if I went out with friends or whatever, I'm just going to be wet and sticky all day. Sweaty. That's just what you do.
Okay, so
luckily everywhere I stayed there was air conditioning.
I need like temperature, and don't give me that Celsius bullcrap.
That's all they did there.
It was 97 degrees.
I only
here.
Do Celsius. So 236 Celsius. What's that in Fahrenheit?
I'd have to ask.
Dude,
Siri.
I'm joking, because it's the opposite. Know. That would be like 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
I just know like 0 is freezing and 100 is boiling.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
That's all I know.
Yeah. 236 Celsius
is like
would be,
the temperature of the sun.
It's the opposite. It's like it's lower in Celsius, like usually. Mercury. So let me see. Now I'm curious. 236 Celsius in Fahrenheit.
That's probably like
456 Fahrenheit. It was a crisp 500 degrees.
That's like right where you want to get that sear on your steak.
No, but it was like 90s for
okay.
sure.
Yeah, it was. But I guarantee you it's more humid there than it is here.
Well, Georgia is known for being very humid. Yeah. But it felt the same.
Oh, yeah?
It was like, yeah, I was like, this feels very similar. Because yeah, I met a lot of people from other countries, especially Australians, and they were like, it's very humid here. I was like, yeah, I'm used to it. This feels like Georgia.
I figured it'd be more like a Florida humidity. Because, like, you know, like, even Georgia's humid compared to the rest of the U.S. But, like, you go to Florida, it's like another, like, layer into hell. Mm. Kind of. You know what I mean?
No, bro. Florida's dumb. But it was fun.
You don't like Florida?
Yeah.
That's like the best place to go get like a tramp stamp, dude. Come on.
You're just explaining more reasons why I don't like it.
No, when you're there, you want to.
When you're there, you want a tramp. But yeah, I climbed up all those stairs, stayed in a hotel on the coast that first night. Then I went to Rome for like 4 nights. Then I went to Florence for like 4 nights. Then went back to Rome. Then I met up with family. So I only hit like 3 places, 2 major cities on my own.
Yeah.
While I was solo traveling, but Rome, dude, so much fun. Met so many people.
Best city there.
That's where I met Salami, who's my Australian friend. We're not allowed to talk about our nicknames. Those were nicknames we gave each other, not just
what was yours.
Just end up happening. Do you remember mine? I told you.
Bologna?
No, his is
Oh, wait,
Salami.
That's a place. That's a place in Italy we mm-hmm, talked about. Mm-hmm. Bologna.
When I called him on the podcast, he answered and said my name.
Was yours Vienna sausage?
No, it was Froggy.
Froggy, that's right.
We end up giving each other nicknames. Don't know why. It just happened. And you're not allowed to know why.
I want a nickname so bad.
So
I'm jealous.
If I'm ever famous in anything, I'm just gonna use my new stage name will just be Froggy.
No.
It'd be hilarious.
No.
It'd be so funny. How dumb would it be if, like, they're like, and the new Spider-Man, we have a Froggy Frilligino. I kind of want to do it just for the memes. Like, it's hilarious.
You could make it more like a UFC fighter name. Like, you know how you've got Chuck Iceman Liddell.
Tyler Froggy Gillette. Ty Froggy Gills.
Yes, Ty Froggy Gills, bro.
But, yeah, I met my boy who became closest friends with out there of everyone I met, Salami.
Dude, and we called him
Australian.
And we called him on the last
podcast,
and he was so cool.
He was.
I mean, he
said he's down to be on like an actual full episode.
Okay.
Whether it's
we'll
like Zoom or whatever.
We'll do a Zoom or something.
We'll talk about all of our
He
fun
seemed
stories.
So polite.
Really?
No. But he seemed like he'd be fun.
Oh, he was fun. Like the day, one of my favorite days out there was so simple. All we did was we hopped on the Bird Lime scooters or whatever. They have them in Rome. There's no rules, no laws over there. Obviously, you're supposed to be
You just
car.
Murder a guy and they get, all
right. Oh, yeah, right in front of the coppers. No, but like really, you can just ride around on those things. You're supposed to do it on the road, like your bicycle almost, or like a vehicle. But if the light's red, you can just look both directions and then go. If you want to act like a pedestrian, you can. You can cut in and out of traffic, go in between lanes. basically go on the other side of the road. We did this all right in front of cops. They don't care. That's just how you get around. So me and Salami were like riding around Italy. We actually took the scooters like outside the city limits of Rome, which got kind of frightening. But we brought them back. Then that night we went to a rooftop bar where we met some people. Then we went to an Irish club. I'm not a club kind of person, but it's different in Europe. Like Europe is just crazy. And it was so much fun. I danced, had a great time, went to like the river that ran through Rome that night with another friend, and then almost got egged because this car came zipping past us at like 4 o'clock in the morning, shouted something. We heard a loud smash on a car behind us, like a parked car. Apparently they threw an egg at us, but they missed. So lots of fun adventures.
So you're a couple of guys from a couple foreigners, and then these Italian guys just decide to, is that a hate crime technically?
The person I was with when that happened was a girl, but we were both from the U.S.
That might have been a hate crime.
I think it is.
Because you were foreigners.
I think it is.
Wow. Those are Italians, I tell you.
I know. But, dude,
I sounded like Hank Hill when I said that. Those Italians, I tell you.
I forgot, and Salami reminded me of this when he called us. That night after we went to the pub, we got hopped on the scooters and kept riding, so we were trying to find another club that we could go to later. Oh, we went to the Trevi Fountain, too. That's where we were going. We went to the Trevi Fountain after the club.
I remember 2:30
in the morning. Adorable couple, you know. Me and Salami just threw these coins into the fountain wishing for love. No, but he fell flat on his fucking face off one of those scooters, and it was so funny. And he was like, oh, I'm good, and popped right back up and kept going. And then me and a couple other people got ahead
of
him.
Had a bit of a fall there, didn't he?
That's exactly how he sounds. You're way too good at the Australian accent. I'm terrible.
It's because I like one of my things is like I want to go to Australia. I am going to do that before I die.
Oh, I'm going.
And then I'm just going to be a loser. I'm going to be the biggest douchebag and come back with an Australian accent, even though I've been there for like a week.
Yeah, I went to...
And then everyone's going to think I'm pretentious.
I have places to stay in all three of the major cities. So major cities being Perth, which is on the west side, and the two big cities on the east side is Sydney and Melbourne. I have friends in all there that said I can stay with them.
Sydney seems so cool.
I know.
So, you know the Sydney Opera House?
Mm-hmm.
I'm
42 all the way, Sydney.
Wallaby.
Wallaby.
I'm about 95% sure my dad did a show there.
That's cool.
With Kansas.
What?
Carry on my wayward son.
That's Kansas?
Yeah.
They're called Kansas?
Yeah, the band's called Kansas.
That's dumb.
They also did Dust in the Wind.
They say that a hero can say.
Yeah, Kansas, dude. That's Kansas. Yeah.
If your dad did a show with
Nickelback, he'd be cooler. He'd be so
of course. But so he fell once on that scooter, and then I was like ahead with some other people while we were on the way to the fountain, and we kind of lost Salami, who was behind us, and we stopped to have him catch up. We're like, dude, then he finally rounds the corner. I was like, where were you? He goes, oh, I fell again. He's like, I fell under a car.
Dude. And
I was like,
so okay.
He fell in the he said the scooter went underneath, like hit the car and slid like underneath, and he's like and he had to pull it out from underneath the car, and the people who like own the car like were like walking up, he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, and that was terrible, but basically and he was, and they're like, ah, no, it's fine, like don't worry about it, but he said he completely like ate it and like got trapped underneath half a car, and it was,
they probably saw him, was like, that's punishment enough.
It was so funny, dude.
You've been
it was
through such way worse a good, than the car was.
That was maybe my favorite night in Italy, was just goofing off.
So are Australians bad drivers? Is that a thing? Which sucks.
He was drunk. I think you're forgetting that part.
Oh yeah, I guess that's true. Oh gosh, they're just bad drunk drivers. Dude, you know what they have in Australia?
Crocodiles. Crocodiles.
Crocs. Yeah. Yeah, they got that. But you know what else they got? Something called a ute. You know what a ute is?
No.
It's a freaking El Camino. And they still make them.
Bro. Do you know? Sorry. I don't know. What?
I'm sorry. What?
I feel like we're both spaced out.
No, it's like, okay, so one of my favorite cars in the whole world, this is like, I'm going to get into the douchey guy stuff right now, is something called a Holden Commodore. They recently changed it to some crappy small engine V6 or four-cylinder front-wheel drive car, but it used to be a rear-wheel drive car. They sold it over here as a four-door sedan called the SS, but they have one over there called the Commodore. You can get it in a coupe, a sedan, and then I think maybe a hatchback, but you can get it in something called a ute. It's a freaking two-door El Camino, and it comes with a Chevy or a GM LS motor in it and was pushing like crazy horsepower numbers, and I'm like, yo, that is the coolest stupid car in the whole world, and it serves That's no crazy. Purpose and I want it.
So they all Australia also has the world's
a lot of Subarus.
One of the world's most dangerous plants. And I saw this. Do you know who Coyote Peterson is?
No.
So there's a YouTube channel called Brave Wilderness.
Oh, I know what that is.
This guy is, his name is Coyote Peterson, and he loves putting himself through extreme pain for some reason. So he like tests like the craziest like insect stings.
I've seen like
and bites.
Memes of that guy.
And like he'll get like stung by like this like the
like a bee or an ant or something or a wasp something
hawk
like
wasp or whatever.
Yeah.
The crazy things that are like have like the craziest like most painful stings and bites. And he did this one recently, and I happened to watch this video where it's called the Gimpy, I think, plant, something like that. It's basically nicknamed the suicide plant, and it's just like a regular looking leaf, but if you brush up against it, it has these like
little barbs
really
or something.
Tiny, microscopic like needles on the underside of it.
Ooh.
And it's like one of the most painful things, like more painful than almost any of the stings he's ever had. And it's like excruciating.
Out.
It's like the wildlife there is already crazy and trying to kill you, but the plants, dude, you just brush up against. This guy said,
"I thought
he
I had to worry about emus."
He found this guy who had some on his property, and he said he was like going through and like chopping some stuff with like his machete and stuff. He said he accidentally just brushed by it. He said that he felt residual pain for 3 months.
Yo,
I don't know if I want to go to Australia.
Just stay in the city.
Venus fly traps. Like on steroids, basically trying to eat me. I'm okay. Bro. I'm good. But I met so many Australians in Italy. Most of the people I met were Australians. And apparently a lot of them, like, I heard a statistic that at any given point, it's like 22 or something like that percent of the population of Australia is in a different country because they're traveling.
Wow.
At any given point.
That's cool.
They have a culture of like promoting travel, which I think is awesome.
That's
like all their jobs have like a span of a couple months off, and they're like encouraged to go travel. I'm like, I wish we had that.
See, so there's two sides to that coin. I think one, people should culture them, like see other cultures and allow themselves to like learn and experience new things and stuff. And I think there's no better way to do that than to go to other countries. As long as you're not,
oh, for sure.
As long as you're not being an a-hole and going up to a guy who doesn't speak English saying, I'm from America.
Jesus.
I need to know where the baño is. As long as you're not that person who's like a very perfect caricature of my mother for some reason. love you, Mom. You're not going to listen to this. But like also, I'm American and I'm like, screw other countries. America's the best. You don't need to go anywhere else.
Dove,
you've made it here.
Dove posso trovare il baño? That's Italian for where can I find the bathroom, which I told you last time. I learned Italian before
you
I went
did.
Over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Surprised my family.
That's
I'm not
cool.
fluent by any means, but like I can order in restaurants and stuff.
Dude,
and
that's
ask for directions.
I mean, hey,
dope.
That's like all the 3 years of Spanish I took.
But I've taken since I've been back from Italy. I haven't even looked at Italian. I have no
question.
Yes.
Australia, do they have Olive Garden and Italy? Do they have Outback Steakhouse?
You should be asking if Australia has the Outback Steakhouse.
No, I wouldn't care if they have that. I'm in like
I saw
so.
Neither of them there, but I wish I had asked. Dove posso trovare
Olive Garden?
Olive Garden?
Yeah, just say Olive Garden with like the most American.
Olive Garden. Dove posso trovare Olive Garden?
Where is your Olive Garden? unlimited soup salad and bread sticks.
Where are the garlic bread sticks? Yeah, it was fun. I don't know if there's anything else like super worth. Oh, I did visit a castle. I stayed in a castle. I think I told you this.
Oh, and I there's climbed some funny ladder. Story. There's a funny story with this.
I climbed a ladder. So I thought it looked kind of like a
That's
ladder.
That's cool.
Okay. I'm trying to find out. In this corner, like if you look at a picture, a corner of a room and then a bar that goes from one wall to the other. So it makes like a triangle, right? So like the bar is like going from one wall to the other. So it's like a ladder in the corner of the room. It's like these metal bars. And so I was like, that's cool. So by like the third day, I was like, I'm going to climb up it. I was like, this is cool. They were like, I don't know, 12-foot ceilings. They're really high. And this room we were staying in was in the tower of one of the castles. And so I climb up there. I was like, this is cool. I looked at the ceiling and I was like, man, there should be like a hidden like trap door like at the ceiling. It was like a wooden ceiling. I was like, they should have a hidden trap door like right here. When I said here, I pushed up and it moved. It moved. So I like pushed it out of the way. I was like, oh my gosh, pushed it out of the way. And I look up there and it's just like an empty like attic looking space with a bunch of wires and stuff. Maybe it was like Wi-Fi setup. Who knows? But I get up there. There's another rickety ladder that goes up to this window into the side of the wall. And it goes out onto the like top of the tower. So I like go up there and I open it and I get up there. But then I hear like movement up there. And kind of freaked me out. I was like, okay, there's definitely not a homeless person up here. So that's good. But I realized it was rats running around up there. So I had to like quickly slam the door closed, but I could only like partially hold it closed because there was like wires and stuff stuck while I'm hearing these rats scurry around above me. And then I had to like quickly open it and close. It was terrifying. I was a lot more scared of rats than I would like to admit, but I did climb the tower of a castle, which in that's Italy, sick. Which is awesome. So that's the quick little abridged story of that. But yeah, man, it was fun. It was super cool. Swimming in the like crystal clear waters of the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
And going to the island of Capri.
Bro.
Beautiful.
That's why I want to go to Greece, man. The motherland.
Oh, I would love to go to Greece.
It's sick. It looks cool.
Oh, the last story I have to tell. I rented a Vespa scooter, like an actual like moped.
Yeah.
And took it out into like the like countryside of Tuscany. And there was this Australian girl, and I was like, anybody want to, like, join me? Because I have, like, a back seat. She joins me, hops on the back seat. We drive around through the countryside. Super cool. I actually end up on an interstate. And
yes.
We almost turned around, like, went across all the lanes to turn around the other way to get off. But I thought that we could just get off at the next exit, but there was a toll, and I didn't know what to do, so I just went around the toll. And, hit another toll when we tried to get off and tried to at least, like, hit the button for help. The guy was like, did you get a ticket? I was like, no, I don't know. No. And all these cars were, like, honking behind me. Eventually, he just raised the gate. Long story short, I did kind of just drive past a toll on a scooter. So I'm waiting for that bill to come in the mail where I just in Italian where it's like, hey, you owe 300 euros. Hopefully that doesn't happen. It's been about a month since I've been back. Haven't gotten any charges yet. So
bro, it's good. And what's the,
so my professional
what's
advice,
the statute of limitations
don't
on that?
Stop at, any tolls in Italy.
Yep. That's good advice.
Go around them. Yep.
It's cause you're American.
Legally. This is a joke. Legally. This is a joke. I'm joking. It's just a joke.
Oh, you know what? That reminds me.
Sorry, we have another Trump impression.
That reminds
back,
me.
So I had to.
That brings us to our Trump segment of the podcast.
Oh,
let's see
God.
What's happening with our Trump boy. He's not our Trump boy.
He
but
got
he is
arrested
a Trump boy.
In Atlanta
he
yesterday.
Turned him, he turned himself in. That's right. And bro, have you seen this mugshot of this man?
Yeah, it's hilarious. He's like,
oh my gosh. I have never seen a more...
He's angry, bro.
This guy is going to go on a spree if he gets a chance.
What kind of spree? Murderous?
For legal reasons, we cannot say he's going to murder anyone. He's probably just going to go fire people. I don't know.
I cannot wait because this is providing such good content for Shane Gillis.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, he's going to have a ball.
I walked into prison. I said, wow, these toilets. These are terrible toilets. I've never seen toilets
I walked
like
into
this.
Prison. I said, wow, I won't bend over, but if you want me to, I will.
Boys,
you're gay.
You're my boyfriend. Okay, I'm not.
I'm not boyfriend. Your boyfriend. You're mine. I will bend you over. I will not bend.
Give me your shoes.
Those are the best shoes I've seen. The brightest slippers in all of prison.
Give me your lunch.
I'm your not lunch. A bully, but I will take your lunch money.
Oh, no.
He went from prison to elementary school. You think that's what he did?
Goes to the cafeteria. This is the worst food I've ever seen. What is this slop?
This is some gross stuff, I've got to say.
Wow. The grossest thing I've ever... I wouldn't ingest it, I put in my mouth, but I wouldn't ingest it, I tell you that.
You know what? Let me talk to my lawyer. I'm getting you some drumsticks. Some drumsticks. Everyone's going to be eating good.
Listen, I'll fund us in prison the best steaks. You'll eat them. You'll love them. The best you've ever had.
Hillary, what are you doing here?
I look to my left. Short, blonde hair, bob cut. It was Hillary.
Scared the hell out of me.
Dude.
Might be the longest we've ever, like, just taken that.
Probably.
It's been a while, guys.
Oh, if we thought the time off kind of got rid of our viewers.
That was listeners. More Trump impressions than we did on the last episode. The only Trump impression we did last
Getting
episode
worse.
Was, lot of dicks, don't know why. And don't know why we said that, to be honest. Yeah,
no
man.
Context.
So, I went to Italy. It was fun. The only other interesting thing that's happened, I got cast in a short, feature film.
Ooh.
I don't know how much I'm actually allowed to say. That's all I'm going to say. But I did get cast in a feature film, so that was cool. I'm actually going to film that in 2 days. I got to leave to film the rest of it. I will say it's a scary movie. Ooh.
And do you die?
I will not say.
Oh, you might be. You- You're going to be the murderer. That's what it is.
But
it was Tyler Froggy Gillette the whole time.
Why was Donald Trump? You almost went Donald Trump there.
Oh,
and you
I
refrained.
Did.
I know you did.
I did.
Can you imagine Donald Trump narrating a scary movie?
So listen, we open. There's a house. Super haunted. The scariest of ghosts. Wow, this is such a small, crappy house. It sucks.
The ghost was so old, almost looked like Biden. Not quite. Still had more life than Biden. The ghost still more lively.
Still a little sleepy.
But he,
still a little sleepy.
But he talked kind of like Biden. He stuttered a lot. It was great. Honestly, next horror movie
we gotta
I
stop.
Produce,
we gotta
I'm going to hire Biden. By the way, I got arrested. I'm innocent. I swear.
I'm going to throw up. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to throw up.
Oh, my God.
I think you're
It's spooky.
Stop. You're going to kill me.
What else has happened?
I don't know, dude. My kid pooped a lot. We already talked about that.
So let's talk about, we touched on this a little bit last time. At the end of the podcast, we talked about some of the movies that we were excited to see. A bunch of movies came out this summer that...
We haven't watched anything.
No, Mac has been busy with a child. I have been out of town and all this kind of stuff. So, and just... Whatever. So I haven't seen a lot of movies. So the movies that have come out this summer that I really wanted to see were Oppenheimer, the new Indiana Jones, Mission Impossible.
Barbie.
Barbie is the lowest on my list, but I want to see
Dude,
it.
Dude, and honestly, you should watch Transformers.
Okay.
You should. Okay. It's going to be coming out probably on Paramount soon, but...
Transformers!
Don't.
Sounds kind of tranny to me. I don't know. It's a little left wing. Are you telling me I identify as a robot? Jeez.
I gotta stop. It's just getting worse.
First you're a Porsche, then you change your mind. What's with that? Doesn't make sense to me. Are you Porsche or a Hummer? Let's decide. You're only born one way, you can't change. You're either front wheel drive or rear wheel drive. Sometimes you're both. But whose fault is that?
Oh my god. So the list of like my I think my rank was for being excited to see them.
Yours was indie.
Was number one?
Yeah, yours
did
was
I
indie.
Say Oppenheimer was number two or Mission Impossible was number
Mission
two?
Mission Impossible was your number two.
And then Oppenheimer was three.
Oppenheimer. And then followed by Barbie.
Probably just because of the hype around. Indiana Jones is one of those things that's like, it just got me giddy seeing the trailers and just hearing the Yeah, I love it. I love Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
I didn't hate the fourth one as much as everybody else did. I didn't hate it at all, actually. A lot of people, I think, gave that way too much flack than it deserved.
You want to know what I hated the most? I won't even talk about Shia LaBeouf. Stupid thing. Visually, crappy movie. I held myself back on that one. Visually, like, it was just like, you're throwing so much money into this, and there's a lot of CG in it, I get it, but like, why did... All the movies are based on something that is either existed or is an archaeological find, except for Temple of Doom. That
Here
one I can
go.
Throw away. But, like,
here we go.
There are legit crystal skulls that they've had documentaries on. One of the Ghostbusters is selling vodka out of one. It's weird as hell.
So what's the complaint?
Why is it, like, a cone head?
Oh, I don't know.
Also, that's a movie done by that same Ghostbuster. Dan Aykroyd's
People
weird.
Did have these complaints about the Indiana Jones crystal skull where they were like... It's aliens. I don't understand. I'm like, dude,
it's
go
cool
back and watch the old ones because, like,
dude, it's cool that it's
they
aliens.
Are based on like historical finds and all this, like, in a lot of biblical stuff for sure. Sure, this isn't biblical, but this is based on historical finds.
That's cool.
So, and there's always been rumors that, like, oh, the pyramids are built by aliens. So, like, I don't understand how this is so wildly different.
I think it's because
people's it's because like, the wrath of God basically came down and the giant
listen,
fire and people's faces
listen.
Melted off in one of the old.
No,
movies.
No. The thing is, this is that okay. If you talk about like the what was the first one? Raiders. All right. So if you talk about the Ark of the Covenant, we know what it looks like. There's literal descriptions of it. All right. We can make that and design it and make it look like a certain thing to where you know what that is. Cool. All right. The Last Crusade. It's a freaking cup. We get it. You can make it only so many different ways. You know what a cup is. We've never seen it, but we know it's there. Temple of Doom wasn't based on anything that I know of. But the crystal skulls, that's a real thing. There are pictures of them. There's multiples of them. They all look like human skulls. The thing that makes them kind of alien-y is that the fact that we can't tell how they were made, and that it looks like they were made by things like that weren't technically possible at the time. Which is the whole idea that they're alien. And so I get that. But why does it look like it's made out of, like, resin with aluminum foil in it, and it's a cone head?
I didn't think it was that bad. It's a weird specific
I'm just like, that's so,
honest.
Like, I'm like, their design department, I'm just like,
look,
come on, Lucasfilms.
If that's your only critique of that movie,
No, there's a lot of other things.
But if that's your biggest one, bro, then that's
it's not my
biggest
one, but it's like, it's one of the most obvious ones.
I disagree.
That and Shia LaBeouf.
Not a lot of people I think,
that and
have
Shia
that
LaBeouf
much issue with
is
it.
Like the Tarzan scene was just like, you got to be.
Oh God, that was so bad.
Oh God.
Okay, that scene is horrific. The rest, I enjoy it.
You got to.
But if you look at some of the old movies too, there are some bad scenes.
Oh, for sure.
For the time,
like, did you ever watch? I want to say in Temple of Doom, you know how when they're falling from the airplane and they pull out the life raft?
Yeah,
that one is kind of hokey.
Of
so,
course it is.
And like, I think if you watch. If you rewatch it, like at least the original, you slow it down in that scene. Like, there's like dummies
mm-hmm. that are like extremely obvious dummies, and like when they land, it's like if that was a person, they'd be dead.
Oh, because it's not possible to survive that. We did a podcast episode on some of the Indiana Jones movies in the past.
Really?
And Nate was
that
like,
brought up?
Nate was like, "You might actually be able to." I was like, "Nate, no,
no,
no, no,
no,
no."
If there was one person in it and they like turned it into like a makeshift parachute somehow, I could see it happening.
Not the way they did it. But yeah, so that movie, I just am excited, like giddy wise, right? Mission Impossible, I loved the last one, number 6,
yeah,
which was Fallout, was so good.
We need to go through this.
I'm going to admit that I am, I'm a hypocrite. I always talk about like, especially with Marvel, like people who have said, yeah, I watched like Endgame, but I haven't seen all the other ones. I've seen a couple here and there, but not all of them. I want to slap him across the face so hard. It makes me infuriated. I'm like, you can't watch that movie. Endgame is like, I'm at a loss for words. People are like, oh, it was amazing. I'm like, you're not allowed to say it was amazing because you didn't see
the other
ones. You don't
know why it's amazing. It's not amazing because it's cool.
And it's not as amazing. You don't deserve to call it amazing because it's so much more beyond amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the amount of amazing it is because of all the stuff that happened before.
Exactly.
So it drives me crazy. But I'm a hypocrite because I did that with Mission Impossible. I saw Fallout before I saw any of the other Mission Impossibles because my friends were going to see it and I didn't want to not go. And I didn't have time to watch the other ones.
I don't think I've seen Fallout.
So good.
Does it tie to the other ones, though?
A little bit, yeah. I think they're better at being a little more standalone than like the Marvel stuff.
That's how I thought.
But there is definitely connections, for sure. Like I've seen, I think 1 through 3 since I've seen Fallout, and I wanted to watch the other ones before I saw the new one that just came out. Dead Reckoning Part 1 is what it's called. Right. I saw it.
Oh, you did?
Yep. I saw it. I did not finish, so I'm even more of a hypocrite. I did not finish watching the other Mission Impossibles, but I saw it like this last weekend.
Ooh.
So since we had the last podcast where I hadn't seen it. Really good. Mission Impossible is just a staple, man.
So I've seen Transformers, Rise of the Beasts. You've seen most of Mission Impossible.
Maybe half, I wouldn't say.
So I need to go watch Mission Impossible, and you need to watch Transformers.
We should do an episode on all the Mission Impossibles.
I think so, too.
Not, like, we should watch all of them.
And then come back to it.
Yeah, like, we'll watch all of them, and then we'll see the new one. We can see it together or if you want. The problem is I'm afraid it's going to go out of theaters soon, so I wanted to watch it before it went out of theaters.
What is it? Who owns that?
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, basically.
Paramount, I believe.
Oh, crap. I don't have Paramount.
I have Paramount Plus. I can give it to you.
Oh, bro, thank you. I hope they're not doing that whole Netflix thing.
But, Mission Impossible are movies you need to see in theaters. You really, really do.
I don't know.
It's so good. I would even...
Maybe some of the newer ones for sure, but...
Oh, for sure. Oh, you can't see the older ones in theaters. I'm saying this one before it was out of theaters.
I meant more like the type of movie.
Be a hypocrite. We should go watch it. I will happily watch it again. You haven't seen the other ones. I'll give you all the stuff you need to know. It doesn't really matter. And then you'll watch other ones and you'll have more of a story built up for the one that'll come out next, which is going to be Dead Reckoning Part 2, which might be the last Mission Impossible.
I hope so. That dude's getting old.
No, I hope not, dude. Like, they're so good. But I would love to do a whole episode where we mainly talk about the new one, but we can encapsulate how we feel about the whole series. That'd be fun.
Okay.
So look forward to that. But that was good. We were gonna go see. So I went and saw it with my mom. We were gonna see Indiana Jones because it had been out in theaters longer. So we were afraid it was gonna leave theaters. So we wanted to see that first. But it had already left theaters. There's one theater that I found in Georgia that's still showing it. That's it.
Ooh.
And so I don't know if I'll have time to get it. I might have to wait till it comes out on Disney Plus. I really wanted to see Indiana Jones on the big screen, but I haven't heard great reviews. Didn't hear much about it at all when it came out. It got swallowed by Mission Impossible, Barbie, and Oppenheimer. Like those took the headlines.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
so
what are you gonna do?
It's good.
When you got like a Christopher Nolan movie coming out, man, it's people are gonna love it. Just come to my
Barbie's
house.
Doing better than Oppenheimer.
Come to my house. Come to my 75-inch TV I've got in my living room.
Last time I watched a movie with you, you tried to leave at the end of it and said, "I'm tired."
You want to know why I really left?
Why?
My wife.
That's not true. You were tired. I could tell you were tired.
I might have been tired.
You were, yeah. Don't try to palm this off,
bro. It's hard when you've got a kid who wakes up twice a night.
I know it is. That's why I'm afraid of watching movies with you unless it's in a theater because you're just gonna be like, I've had a long day.
Well, also I've seen So we were talking about Tropic Thunder, which that's what our original podcast was kind of supposed to be kind of about. We were going to talk about it, how funny it is. We're not going to do that anymore. It's a good movie. Y'all should watch it. It's great. Hilarious. It's hilarious. I don't care who you are. That's funny right there. But yeah.
But yeah, we should see if we have time to go see the new Mission Impossible in theaters soon before it goes out.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I can try to make
that happen. Mission some impossible, huh?
As long as it's on a jeez. All right, I can do Wednesday night.
Are we scheduling on the podcast or Friday night, everybody else?
Or Saturday night. That's all I can do.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So yeah. I did see Mission Impossible. It's great. As far as the other movies, I've missed my chance to see Indiana Jones in theaters, so I just need to see Oppenheimer in theaters. Barbie, whatever. I'll see it when I see it. But
yeah,
these movies,
that doesn't seem
what's
like a
crazy
theater movie.
Is all these movies have really good reviews. Even Indiana Jones that people are saying, like, I'm not hearing as much about it. I think it just had unfortunate timing coming out with all the other movies because those movies happen to be better. But it's not like it's bad,
and
at
I
least according
hype,
to reviews.
I think the hype for it is also not good because of the previous film.
Yeah, which sucks.
Yeah, I mean,
Indiana Jones, Dial of Destiny, 69 critics, which isn't great, but it's nice. Still considered fresh. 88 audience.
That's good. No, that's good. When the critics say no and the audience says yes, that's when you know.
Yes and no, dude. Good. There's some really bad stuff that the audience thinks is
all right,
good.
Like what? Give me an example, please.
Let me see. Hold
you
on.
You need to back up this with some facts.
Boop bop badoop bop. Let me see. Okay, well that's because
right
a good
now
example.
My feelings don't care about your facts.
I don't know. I honestly, when it comes to Rotten Tomatoes, I really don't look at it a lot. I do it for the podcast to just see what people are thinking about it, who are actually, you know, a part of Rotten Tomatoes,
right.
Who actually give their opinions on there.
It's
but
not
I'm
science,
always like,
but
I'm gonna go figure out for myself. There's movies that are like horribly rated that I absolutely love. You
right,
know?
Right, right. And like, it's not a science, but it's like a starting point.
Yeah.
I would say.
Oppenheimer. I'm gonna quickly go through all the Rotten Tomatoes. Cause it's some statistics we can give. So we had 69 critic, 88 audience for Indiana Jones. Oppenheimer's 93 critic and 91 audience.
Okay.
So great.
Certified, baby.
And then for Barbie, we have 88 critic, 83 audience.
All right, pause. Chances. What are the chances that they play the Barbie song in that movie?
I'm a Barbie girl.
In a Barbie world.
I'll give you $100 if they don't.
Shake my hand right now.
Shooked.
All right. All right, boys and girls.
Let's see. What was the last one? Mission Impossible. Dead Reckoning. Has a 96 critic, 94 audience, the highest of all the new movies that we've just talked about that we want to see.
It's crazy. And the thing is, I haven't heard that much about that movie. I've heard more about the Barbie Oppenheimer thing,
yeah.
But I haven't heard anything. I've heard more about all those movies except Mission Impossible.
You haven't seen Fallout?
No, I have not.
The first three movies that I watched,
last one was Ghost Protocol,
are good, but you can tell they're dated. So it's like, okay, dude, Fallout. I think I might like Fallout more than a new one that just came out, but like the new one is fantastic. What's really cool about the new one too is guess what?
What?
There is a chunk of the movie that takes place in Italy, in Venice, and in
Wonderful.
Rome. And I, in both of those places, in both of those scenes, there are multiple times where I go, I know exactly where they are, and I've been in exactly that same place. And it was really cool.
That's sick.
I don't know, like when you hear that on a podcast, they're like, cool. No one listening cares, but it feels really cool when you are that person. I'm like, dude, I
That's
know
sick.
This road. Like, I was walking on this road. Oh,
you
so
know what
cool.
I want to do? I want to go to all of the places that Nicolas Cage went in National Treasure.
That would be dope.
Is that weird?
No, I'd be dumb.
All right. Because,
I'll take that of it. Let's make a YouTube video about it. Put it on the That's Movies Brother channel.
That's sick. And I want to try all the things that he did to steal the Declaration to see if I can do it.
What's up?
What I'm saying is...
What's up?
Listen. What I'm saying
you
is...
You admitted to what publicly?
Listen,
what's
I just,
up?
I just want to let you know that I want to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Are you trying to sell Nicolas Cage?
I don't know. I don't know how anyone can... I think
National
Andy Samberg...
Treasure featuring Donald Trump.
I like to steal it, but I won't. I'll take it. I have a lot of money. I'll offer the money. I saw, I said, wow, that's not good treasure at all. I said, you should see my bank. I've got way more money. You're a bunch of poor freaks. Speak of national treasure. Have you seen my wife? That's a national treasure. My lovely daughter. I would date her if I wasn't me. Does that make me weird? Maybe. But, I mean, look at her. Look at that booty.
Oh, Jesus.
Does that make me weird? Maybe. Voluptuous.
Oh, gosh.
I'm thinking about moving to Alabama.
Yeah, so Mission Impossible. That's what we should do. That's what we should do next. There's no way we can do it next.
We could.
There's no way we're going to watch 7 movies before
next
week.
Oh, yeah, true.
We'll just have to slowly watch them as we do episodes, so it'll be...
Oh.
But we should... Yeah.
Paramount? Sure. Is that Paramount?
I'll have to check and see if they're on Paramount Plus.
I think I watched a bunch on Amazon not too long ago.
I want to say...
I watched all the way
up
to...
I'll find out right now. I have Paramount Plus on my phone. You want to know why I have Paramount Plus on my phone?
Transformers.
No. Definitely not.
For Dora the Explorer.
There it is. Let's see. Mission.
I'm trying to think of all the characters.
Impossible.
All the characters on that.
Oh, yeah. They're all on here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we have Mission Impossible 1, Mission Impossible 2, Mission Impossible 3. Then they came up with clever names after 3. Mission Impossible 4, Ghost Protocol. Mission Impossible 5, Rogue Nation.
Rogue Nation was the last one I saw.
Mission Impossible 6.
Is that the
6,
one where he's on the Fallout. Glass? He's on that glass building in like Dubai or something?
That's 4. That's Ghost Protocol.
What happens in the...
5, the big stunt is he's hanging on the side of the plane.
Oh.
Can I tell you that I
don't remember if I've seen that one.
I want to be Tom Cruise. The
so you can
the stunts
break your leg on a
that
building?
He does. That was in the new one. Not the newest one. I'm sorry. In Fallout.
Then I've seen Fallout. No. I think I've seen Fallout. I just don't remember what happened.
What's his... Oh, yeah. We did talk about this. I think you said you did see it, but you just forgot. That's what's his name? Superman. Henry Cavill's in
it?
Oh,
yeah. I've seen it. Where he cocks his... Oh, so he good. Loads his fists.
Dude, it's... So
what the heck? Who?
We got to rewatch
the
it.
The thing
though,
is, I don't even think he knew he did that. And then, like, he just
so
did that in a
good.
Take, and
I think
the director
good.
Or somebody was like, do hey, whatever again. You just did, do that again, but more.
So good. But, dude, the fact that he does all his own stunts, and they just keep getting crazier and crazier, like, I'm not spoiling anything when you see this, I don't think. Do you know anything about the new one? Should I not say it?
Gosh.
I'm not even going to say it. I want it to be as much, because there's always... one big stunt in every Mission Impossible movie.
Right.
And, like, he always is trying to, like, you know, one-up himself. And he does them for real. Like, he'll learn, like, what was the last, in Fallout, there he did 2 really big stunts. One was a halo jump, which, H-A-L-O, high altitude,
and he
low.
He actually did that one.
High altitude, low.
Right.
Low opening. So you come in from really high, and you open your chute super low. He actually did that. And they, like, filmed him while he was skydiving, and it took him, like, months and months and months. The second one that he did was flying a helicopter. He learned how to fly a helicopter, but also, there's, like, 2 people in the world that know how to do a specific helicopter move. It's like a backflip, turn, roll, dive.
Like a barrel roll, almost.
You, like, flip, do a barrel roll, and, like, dive down all at the same time. And, like, 2 people know how to do it. It's super dangerous.
Oh, this one, I think, is he did that motorcycle jump, right?
He learned how to do that.
Yeah.
For the movie, which is insane. And this one...
Well, he's got enough money. He can do whatever he wants.
Well,
and he's
because
an adrenaline guy.
Because
so.
He's a producer of Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Because most times they don't let actors do that because if you die...
Yeah.
That's a little brutal. If you seriously injure yourself and you break your leg on a set and now you have a cast and you can't act for 2 months until it heals, they have to put all the production on hold. They're wasting so much money. Stunt doubles, unfortunately... are expendable. You can hire another stunt double that looks similar. If they break their leg, you get another one in there.
Yeah.
They don't put their main actors in those positions. But he is a producer on Mission Impossible to where he's basically saying, like, what I say goes. I'm producing this movie. There was a story of Matt Damon on an interview, some talk show, and he was talking about, like, dude, when I met Tom Cruise, it was crazy. I was talking to him, and he was like, he wanted to know about this stunt that he was doing. It was one of the crazy stunts for Mission Impossible. the safety guy, when he was explaining the stunt to him, the safety guy goes, "That's too dangerous. You can't do that." So he goes, "All right, cool, cool, cool." So I hired a new safety guy. He fired him and hired him because he's like, "I'm doing this. Like, I'm the producer. Dude. I'm funding this movie. Yes, we're doing this." And it's just, my life, I want to be full of adventure. And so, like, as an actor, I want to do those adventurous movies. And the fact that he gets to do all that crazy stuff is awesome. So, like, what were you saying, though? What's the stunt? You said the motorcycle jump?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of videos. Like, he's doing some motorcycle jump where he jumps off with a dirt bike and then pulls a parachute, which
that's for this new one.
Doesn't seem that crazy compared to some of the stuff he did, but I feel like it's a lot more crazy than what people think it is, because I feel like there's a lot of things that can go wrong, like how you jump off, how you dismount, how you do all the stuff. And I remember, I think he did it like 5 or 6 times or something.
Yes, that is in the new one. Yeah,
but
it is crazy.
That seems pretty cool.
Yeah, bro.
Especially considering I just saw a video. I didn't see a full video, but I saw a story that was accompanied by a video that didn't show everything, but it was about a lady who did something like that, and then her parachute didn't open.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, Tom Cruise, you're nuts.
That's crazy. He probably practices.
Pray to your Scientology gods all you want.
He probably packs his own parachute. That's, like, my biggest fear is, like, it's you have to pack your parachute the right way.
Right.
And, like, when I go skydiving, I've never done it, but I want to do it, and I'm absolutely terrified of it. Is like, I got to trust whoever packs my parachute because I don't know what I'm doing.
Right, right, right.
Or who packs their own parachute because I'm going to be tandem. I'm not going alone. But that.
Dude, you know what? That's one thing that's great about Atlanta, because you know what we got? We have an indoor skydiving place.
Yeah.
I'm going to go there.
I've done that. I want to do real skydiving.
All right. Well, I mean, you've got to go from one to the other. I just haven't done
it yet. Oh, we should do it. I'll do that with you.
I would love to skydive.
It's so much fun. I haven't done it in a long time.
So here's the thing is I would love to skydive, and that was one of the things me and Taylor kind of had on our bucket list. We have a child. We both have health or life insurance, so that's fine. I don't care. Kid will be loaded. We have good policies. No, but we know of someone who is kind of close, not like close to us, but close to like our friend groups whose daughter went skydiving, and she was like 18 or so. So she that was one of the things she wanted to do for her birthday or something like that. And the worst thing could have happened, and it did. So now Taylor is like, I don't want to do that anymore. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. But we have an indoor place, so that's perfectly acceptable.
What happened? It just didn't open?
Yeah, something like that. Or it got tangled, and so it didn't, like, fully deploy. Something like that.
Don't tell me this, man.
That's sad. Sorry to get everyone depressed.
I want to do it so bad. And
No.
My confidence gets built up, and then all of a sudden I'm like, then I hear stories like that, and I go, ooh.
Well, you
got to
think
know.
About it this way. Like, when you drive, as long as you're safe and you do the things you're supposed to do and all your equipment and stuff on your car works properly, you're more likely to survive your driving experience. Look. You know, but like if you go 75 miles per hour and then your brakes don't work and you do something stupid like run into a brick wall, it may not work out for you too well.
Right. I understand that. And my anxiety always comes from a place where I don't have the control. When I'm driving, I am in control, so I feel confident. I'm okay.
Well,
know how to pack a parachute, and I'm trusting someone else freaks me the fuck out.
Maybe it's more like this. This is a better analogy. It's like driving, but you don't have a seatbelt, and you've never driven before. Is that a little better?
What?
It's like you're driving, but you don't have a seatbelt, and you've never driven before. So
that doesn't help, but because I know I wouldn't do that.
Well, that's what you're trying to do when you jump out of an airplane and you've never done that before.
I'm trying to figure out, like, when you compare the odds, like, what are the odds of dying in a car crash compared to dying skydiving? But the problem is, it's saying that the odds of dying, so it says, your chance of dying in a car crash are about 1 in 103.
That's a lot higher than I thought.
Listen, but that's dying in a car crash. That doesn't mean the chance of dying when you get in a car, because I've only been in, I don't know, 2 car crashes in my entire life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, I want to know, what are the odds when I get in a car that I'm going to get in an accident and die? So now I have to figure out, what are the odds of getting in an accident? Multiply that by...
Well, think of it more of like, your accident is jumping out of the plane, because you're not supposed to jump out of a plane. Just like you're not supposed to crash a car.
No, because that's like saying an accident skydiving.
Because when you're going to wreck your plane, what you do is you jump out of it with a parachute.
Let me see the odds of dying skydiving. Odds of dying...
1 in 8.
Skydiving.
It's probably like 1 in 50.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, jeez. I bet it's like 1 in like 60 or something like that.
Why is it giving me a decimal? I want out of. Don't give me a decimal.
Is it like point something percent? Remember, you got to use your Dewey decimal system to get that all. I don't know. But no, I really do.
Okay, at a rate of 0.006 skydives per 1,000. It's not even 1 in 1,000. It's less than that.
So it's safer.
Oh, easy
to jump out of a plane than it is that's to wreck your car.
Oh yeah, that's what people have said. I knew that was a statistic. I just wanted to reassure myself.
Wow, I don't feel that bad anymore. Like, I'm like, oh, everyone should skydive. I'm going to go tell my grandmother to do that.
Is it more dangerous to skydive than to drive? Let's see. This says that the skydiving death rate is one. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I'm fine. 1 in 220,301. When considering the tandem-related skydiving fatalities, so that's when you're actually with somebody who knows what they're doing,
right?
1 in 500,000. So 1 in 500,000 if you're actually with a professional.
Dude.
More common are minor and non-fatal injuries, which is, in 2019, was 1 in 1,300. That's not great.
Non-fatal injuries?
Yeah.
I feel like that's also like people
that's
that
like you land wrong and twist an ankle, right?
All
right,
all right. So you got to think about it. This is also people who do this stuff are not necessarily athletes or people that know coordination.
It's like, okay, when we hit the ground, you need to start running because they tell you that and they just don't like, oh, my leg.
Like, or it's like you need to bend your legs.
Yeah, it's like,
brace for impact.
It's like you're fat and you don't know how.
Or it's like, what, you want me to stick straight like a pencil and then rupture 5 discs in my back? Pull a muscle?
Yeah.
That's probably what it is. It's like probably. People need to go to the chiropractor after they do it, you know?
All right, so I'm good.
Just as long as you're not that guy who falls asleep from and passes out from like skydiving.
Yeah, this is saying odds of skydiving. There's another like article about it saying that compared to driving, which is like almost 1 in 100, if you get into an accident, it's like 1 in 100. Which makes me think that 1 in 100, if you're just getting in a car, it's got to be 1 in 100,000.
So
like, something like that.
My math may be wrong because that's not my best subject, but if you take the odds of dying in an accident and you multiply that by the odds of getting into an accident,
that's
probably the number you need to find.
That's what I'm saying. Because it says your chances of dying in a motor vehicle crash are 1 in 93. So 1.075 chances. Compare that to the 1 in 500,000, which is 0.0002. Okay. Odds of getting... This is a math session for you guys at the end of our podcast. Odds of getting into car accident is 1 in 336. So that means... What are the odds of that? So, okay.
I don't know. You're
1 divided by 336.002.
Okay.
Times.
Oh, am I supposed to be doing this?
No, I'm doing it.
Okay, thank goodness.
So 1 divided by 90, no. 1 in 96. 1 divided by 96.01. So
well, children, this is a math episode.
Times 0.01.00002. I think that's the same.
Listen, you know what?
Or there's actually one more zero, I think, in that.
Oh, jeez. Just move the decimal over.
Regardless, it's about the same. If you're going to get in a car, jump out of an airplane.
Just jump out of an airplane. You know what the odds of of your airplane running into a building is?
9 and 11. That's not what I was going to say. I'm sorry.
I was going to say higher than running into one that's already been ran into.
Mine was better.
Yours was better.
I was going to say, what, 1 in 2001? Oh, I'm sorry, 2 of 2001.
Oh, my God.
It happened twice that year.
Three times, technically.
Did it hit the Pentagon, right? There's the side of it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and then we were missing like $5 billion that year, too.
Wow, It's a conspiracy.
Where'd all that money go? Hillary.
Where'd all that
Did go? You email that to somebody?
On that note, I think it's time we wrap this up.
I know. We just went down the drain real quick.
It was fun, though. It was a good time to be back. Hopefully, this episode you will be hearing, unlike the last one. I'm going to save it right away.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, we will talk to you guys later. Hopefully, we'll have that Mission Impossible one coming out soon. We're getting close to our 100th episode where we have some thoughts, some things in store.
Maybe.
So.
Maybe.
Possibly. We'll see.
We'll do a Mac Jarvis face reveal.
Yeah, they actually don't know what you look like.
No one knows what I look like.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later. All right. Goodbye.
Ciao.